to find his people, and it will begin at the church house. If it begins with us, what will be the end? The Bible said in 2 Thessalonians, the Lord himself shall be revealed from heaven in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel. Mark chapter 16 said, he that believeth not shall be damned. It's something tonight to be a believer. It's something to be called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's something to have sins washed of the blood of Calvary's Lamb. It's wonderful to be a spirit-filled Christian, free from condemnation, have the love of God in your heart, walking in purity and sanctification, and walking in the righteousness of God, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. If you're redeemed, you've got a right to shout all over this camp. God Almighty wants to give you a refreshing, renewing of the Holy Ghost to prepare your heart for them. Things we're facing hardly understand. I cannot comprehend what kind of a world it's going to be after the rapture takes place. I'd like to be in the rapture. If I had one prayer request, it would be, Lord, I want to go to heaven. Forget about all the other things. Lord, I want to be ready for the coming of the Lord. Let me hear him say, well done. Let me walk in his presence and let me be free from condemnation. Let us see him. Let me glorify his name. I used to preach I was going to go shouting into heaven. I planned on having me a spell when I got there. Woo, for years I said, folks, I'm going to shout across the Milky Way. I'm going down streets of gold and I'm going to have me a hallelujah spell. And you folks that don't like shouting better move over because I'm going to have one. But I've kind of changed my mind just a little lately. I've decided it's going to be such a sight to behold when I see him whose countenance is as a flame of fire, whose feet like brass has been for fire. The hair of his head is white like wool. It's a hallowed sight. We'll fall at his feet and cry, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art worthy. O Lamb, which was and which art and who is to be. Amen. It's too great for me to comprehend. I cannot fathom living in a tabernacle of clay, confined to earth, limited in ability to understand, and have a brand new body fashioned in his glory. Those no barriers that, hallelujah, can go through this ceiling and never leave a hole. Glory to God. Say amen. That can walk through stone walls, cross planets, go across from star to star in the presence of the light of his holiness and shout in the presence of the King of Kings. It's going to be something. Hallelujah. Say amen. Of the rapture, I'm planning on going that way. I'd sure like to get out of here without dying. Left in these bones, trumpet call. Hallelujah. I used to preach that. I don't believe that anymore. See, I've seen some of my theories to tell folks this is just the body. This is just the tabernacle. And it doesn't mean, but that's not all of it. There's something in this body that God Almighty wants in heaven. Hallelujah. It may be buried in turns. It may be 1,000 years old. It may be eaten by a shark and stuck out of the sea. It may be burned and not be reckoned. He's going to come back and get this body and he's doing, and we're going to be to the earthly. Oh, glory to God. You said, Brother Branko, what are you going to look like? I'm going to look like what I want to look like. Hallelujah. I'm going to look like Jesus. Say amen. Makes you want to shout. Amen. We're redeemed. We're on our way to the city. Glory to God. We've got a right to shout. We're on shouting territory. The blessed hope, I'm talking about the rapture, the trumpet. You know, Elisha, they buried Elisha and they hid that soldier. And when they threw him in, there was enough glory left in his bones to resurrect an unbelieving soldier. Hallelujah. Don't you folks make light of this body. Leave this body in the grave. It's got some kind of a transistor receiving set in it that can hear 6 foot deep. Trumpet's going to sound and saints are going to come out. We're going to live in his presence. We're going to walk with the King. Hallelujah. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. Father, I'm believing. You're looking at a preacher that's not looking for tribulation. I'm really not looking for the Antichrist. I'm not sure who he is. I picked two or three out. I told you at camp meeting and somebody shot him. Amen. But I got amazed a few years ago. Everybody had Henry Kissinger. Poor old Henry looked like he is him. We voted him in. But I can tell you now, it's not Henry. You can look your, I don't know who he is. But I'm looking for him who's King of kings and Lord of lords. For a trumpet shall sound and a king shall come. And graves will open and saints will change. And we'll go for higher ground. And then you sit around in church and worry over somebody not sending you flowers or you didn't get a get well card. Say amen. Or somebody got your thimble at the quilting. Say amen. You poor little dummy. Say amen. Wake up. We're having revival. It's time to get ready for the coming of the Lord's hand. Silly little things in church. Somebody didn't speak to me. He didn't treat me right. Amen. Put your religion in a bumblebee and fly backwards. Amen. You little hothouse plant. Oh, God, give us a revival. Say amen. You're going to need to be an overcomer. He that overcometh, I'm going to grant to sit with me on my throne. Pray that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things. The blessed hope is to be ready for the rapture. We don't know what trouble is. I look at troubled hearts and troubled homes. Lives that have children that are bound by sin. Dads that are alcoholic. Husbands that are mean as the devil himself. There's a lot of homes that have to take a lot of things. Hell's in the home. Unsaved loved ones. Unsaved families. Cursing and swearing. Drunkenness. Lying and ungodliness and nudity and profanity. But friends, you haven't faced anything. Now what is going to be like in the tribulation period? Pray that you may be accounted worthy. I wish somehow tonight the church could get a fresh hope on getting ready to get out of here. The blessed hope. Your Bible said it'll be chaos such as the world has never seen. Now when the light of the world, you're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You're God's light. You're God's answer. We're the preservation of the saints. It's not the Democrats or the Republicans. It's the blood-washed church that's holding this thing together. Amen. Let me plead with you today. There's going to be an hour, and I'm fully convinced the church will not go through the tribulation period. I'm talking about the great tribulation. Now, there's a lot of churches that have been through tribulation already. Some of them had more than 7 years. Would you say amen? I'm in church after church after church that's already lost their direction. They're sitting around, it's a little blinding wobble. Some criticizing, oh, it doesn't take much size to get your eyes on. He'll serve him till he failed you. I feel sorry for many a saint in the church today. They've got some kind of program that's a watered-down Pentecostal and is a semi-Pentecostal to what we know. Would you say amen? And there's old saints having to try to swallow things. They can't swallow in the church. It's about me. And we've got to have another revival. And God's got to call some young men and give them a Holy Ghost baptism. Elders, pews, and drink spring water churches. We've got to have a revival that'll resurrect young men from the scrap piles of the devil and save them and fill them with the Holy Ghost that fear nothing but God and hate nothing but sin. Gotta hurry. I'll not get to my message. The Bible lets us know then shall be tribulation. Then, following the rapture, the trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised. And what a blessed hope it is. Glory to God. I just can't fathom how it's going to be. I try to figure out the rapture. I go down the road just thinking, what if it happens now? See, I heard the other day that Eastern Airlines won't let two born-again Christians now fly, pilot, and co-pilot. I got shouting happy over that. See, man. Woo! They told the manager of Eastern Airlines that a trumpet's going to sound and saints are going to leave here. And he said, we can't afford to have two of them in the cockpit at the same time. Shout now. Woo! I heard it just the other day, they told me. And I got excited. And the thing of it is, he made a mistake. He began to mix them up. Hallelujah. And we're ready to work on those that are not ready. And now they're in trouble. Hallelujah. God's sending a revival among airplane pilots. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You folks have service here Sunday after we're gone. Find the Sunday school office here on this side. Has a little typewriter and a few little things. The recording equipment won't be in here. You'll have to get some. But I'm going to take you home. The time. Our Lord's are coming back to earth again. Now let me talk to you a moment. Then shall be tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world. Your Bible said, number one, men's heart will fail them for fear. Backsliders that don't fear God now, that won't get in this altar and pray through and harbor sin and still do things they know is not right. Brother, there's tragedy when they wake up and the trumpet of God sounds. I know what it is to have a scare when I was a boy, and I think God allowed me to have that. I think I told you about it, maybe at camp. I may have told you, don't know. But one time I came in, and my father's clothes was right there like he stepped out of them. My mother's clothes were, I never saw him do this before. Didn't hang them up just like they stepped out of them. God, thank God, let it happen. The car was in the front yard. The dog was there. The wagon and team was there. Everything was just exactly. The door wasn't locked. The house was open. Everything was just exactly normal except they was gone. I knew that the trumpet of God had sounded. I knew my old-fashioned mom that shouted and shook when she went to church had already gone in the rapture, and Dad and Mom was, and I was afraid I'd hit Jim one time too many. That's my little bud. And I thought, oh, Lord, I hope you don't hold it against me for what I did at school. Amen. And I'm telling you, folks, I was a scared. You talk to me, say you're supposed to say affrighted. I was worse than affrighted. I was scared. Amen. I ran to the barn and I cried and I ran down over the hill and I bellowed and I said, Lord, if you've come, if you've got any chance of coming back, come and get me. Amen. I was a crying and I was a bellowing and I was a praying. I ran over the hill. I ran down to the barn. I ran over to the side to see her. I hollered Mom as loud as I could. Hollered Dad, because I just knew the rapture took place. And while I was out in the yard repenting and praying and a bellowing and a squalling, a neighbor brought him over the hill, and I never was so glad to see anybody. That's one day I was glad the rapture hadn't taken place. Woo, folks, the coming of the Lord is at hand, and it's going to be a reality, and people are going to be left behind, and men's heart will fail them for fear of looking after those things that are coming upon the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Folks, it'll be a day of trouble, a day of distress, a day of chaos, a day of ungodliness, a day of war. There'll be wars and rumors of war. There'll be tragedy. There'll be unrest. 10 nations will form inside of the old Roman Empire. 3 of those nations will be overthrown. A world ruler will emerge out of the Middle East that will dominate world affairs. There'll be a one world government system, a one world money system, a one world educational system, a one world Supreme Court that's already in the making right now. While I'm right before your eyes, things are happening. Men will commit suicide at an astounding rate. Men can't stand to live. People will be screaming and crying. There'll be chaos in the city. There'll be chaos in the Potomac district. There'll be chaos across America. Wherever you look, men and women will be having nightmares of what is going to come upon the world, because there's backsliders and people that have sat in this revival and in this meeting that haven't repented of their sins, and they're going to cry day and night and bellow and squall, and demon possession will be at an all-time high. Amen. We think we've seen demon possession. There's only one thing that holds back demonic forces now in the world, and that's the blood-washed saints of God and the Holy Ghost power in their lives. And it's on the increase in America right now. Demon possession will be at an all-time high. World famine. I heard him cry in Revelation 6, a measure of wheat for a penny and 3 measures of barley. And when God Almighty sets up the world system and things change and the world system changes and the heavens change and the sun becomes as black as sackcloth of hair and the moon looks like blood and the stars of heaven fall and God Almighty causes this earth to change, men will be starving to death from one side of the world to another. Around the world will be famine and chaos and no answer to it, perplexity, no way out. Let me challenge you, let's be ready for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
world famine. They said 100,000 people will starve to death in India. Bangladesh is starving to death. The Thailand where people, refugees, were running from the communist regime are starving to death. We've sent food supplies to the east, try to help the Vietnamese and those in Thailand that are escaping. Bangladesh, Northern Africa, they're starving to death. India, starving to death. Let me challenge you, it's nothing compared. It will be in America. It will be in the Potomac District. It'll be in Arizona, California, the breadbasket of the world. Your Bible said men will hunger. 1/4 of the world's population is slain in the very first part of the tribulation period. Can you imagine the world's population tonight is 4 billion people, and 1 billion people, near 1 billion people, will be slain before the great tribulation? Wake up, saints. It's something to have this blessed hope. Every man that hath this hope in him. Your Bible said shall be earthquakes such as never been upon this earth. Every mountain, every island will be moved out of their places. I can't fathom. When God Almighty shakes this earth like a bowl of jello, and there's not a mountain, not an island, not a continent remains the same. Seas and waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear. You say, Brother Brankle, how can a just God do that? It's the same men. They're headed for tribulation. Then shall be tribulation such as never was. Men are swallowing the Antichrist hook, line, and sinker. It's going to be God's way to show his power that he still sits in the heaven and he still has authority to shake this universe. Let me plead with you tonight, folks. You say, Brother Brankle, how long is this off? If the trump of God sounds tonight, you could see it in the very next very, very, very near future. Let in your heart. The Bible said, then shall the stars of heaven fall on the earth as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she's shaken of a mighty wind. I stood beneath a fig tree when it cast its figs. I looked on the ground in California. We were out in the San Joaquin Valley and I preached a camp meeting. While I was there, I went out to one of the ranches that raised figs. And there was those figs strewn on the ground underneath that tree. And I stood there amazed. And I said, this is the scripture. As the fig tree casts her untimely figs, stars and planets will bombast this earth and all over the world. There'll be no hiding place. When you drive down old Route 66, they've got a new highway through there now, 40. But before Interstate was there, it used to be Route 66 that took you to California. Some of you have been on it. It goes right across Oklahoma. You go right across Oklahoma and out near Elk City, Oklahoma. There's a place there where a planet fell, a star fell. Only a small piece of a star fell and it drove into the ground. Tons of that huge piece of star plunged into the earth. And they've got a sign up on the side. There's a sign along the side of the road. Turn aside and see where this star fell upon the earth. We turned aside and I went over there and there's a hole in the ground. And a mass of several tons of rock plunged down into that ground. And you can stand and look at the hole. But that's nothing, sir. Whenever our plane runways, whenever our ships are sinking, when our heavens are filled with planets flying across the heavens, folks, it's time to get ready. Pray that you may be accounted worthy. Pray that you may be accounted worthy. Highways will be impassable. Amen. Airways will be not traveling. Ships cannot travel in the sea because the seas are roaring. Whenever highways are blocked, when cities are bombasted, then my Bible said shall be tribulation such as never was. It prays to get ready for the coming of the Lord. I've never felt like preaching on the blessed hope. Friends, we've got a hope. When you read the book of Revelation, read it out loud and read it to your family and then tell them there's one way out. Our Lord is coming back to earth again. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. The trump of God shall sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. I wish I could stand on my tiptoes and preach it to every person in this whole area. I can't fathom, sir, what it's going to be like when the freeways will be impassable, when the airways cannot fly. Oh, God, it's a world that's ripening to judgment, headed for damnation. Hold fast, you saints of God, while our Lord is coming back to earth again. Slip your hands up and let's praise Him a moment. Oh, He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Unto them that look for Him, He shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. It's the blessed hope, friends. It's the blessed hope, friends. It's the blessed hope. It's the blessed hope. It's the blessed hope. Oh, God. Amen. Dams burst. Rivers overflow. Cities are flooded. Railways won't run. Trees are burned to crisp. Your Bible said all green grass will be burned up. That's what it says. One third of all the trees will be destroyed. You see, we don't realize we're living in the closing terminal generation looking for the rapture. You that missed the rapture are going to see exactly what I preached about tonight. Let me be accounted worthy. No wonder Paul said, if by any means, I might attain unto that resurrection. I want to be in that glorious trumpet call. I read it in Revelation this afternoon. My heart trembled. Hail and fire mingled with blood rains on planet Earth until there's one third of every green tree is burned up and all green grass is gone. And your Bible said one out of every three ships will sink in the sea. And the living, one third of the living creatures in the sea will die. And there's a large part of this world depending upon the sea for its food. Let me challenge you, friend. There's a day. Waters will be polluted. When men drink the water in the streams that are polluted, they'll die. And over a third part of the streams will be polluted. And men will die. I will hear a great deal about environmentalists today and environmentalists that are inspired by communism that like to rob America of its beauty and glory. I'm not worried. I'm not out to destroy America and I'm not out to destroy its beauty. But I want to tell you something, folks. There's some things today that are happening that will almost make your blood run cold. A few months ago, I was in California and I drove by with a huge dirt contractor and he looked out to the side and said, do you see that place right there? And I said, yes. He said, that's where one of the large contractors went broke. The reason why the environmentalists shut him down, because they were discouraged disturbing the mosquitoes. They couldn't breed and produce mosquitoes like they need to. And I thought, oh Lord, if you could come in and cause America to fall in ruins over some environmentalists worrying about a mosquito being hatched. And I'd have loved to give Noah fly swatter so he could got both of them, get them in the ark. Would you say? Folks, it's high time to wake up. America needs revival. I read Leonard Ravenhill's book the other day, America's Too Young to Die. And I wept and cried when I realized that a sin-sick nation, here we are with churches and Bibles and dope addiction on the increase. Drunkenness on the increase. Nudity on the increase. Profanity on the increase. Pornography on the increase. Filth and smut and dirt on the increase. And what is tragic is the church on the inside is removing its altars and losing old-fashioned revival fire. And camp meetings are dying in many areas. Let's have another revival inside of our Pentecostal ranks. Demon spirits will torment men for 5 months. And creatures that DDT, chlorodane, or no known chemical can handle. For demon spirits can come through chemical compound. Demon spirits will torment men for 5 months. And in those days, your Bible said the torment will be as a scorpion when he striketh a man. And men will desire to die and death shall flee from them. That's why I'm preaching this blessed hope. That's why I'm telling folks, if you're going to get right with God, that's why I'm telling you, you can take your little dolls and go home from church, swell up and pout and stay at home and complain what the preacher preached, but it's about time you pray through. You can sit around and say you don't believe in paying tithes when God Almighty made the plan. It doesn't matter whether you believe in it or not. God's not going to have liars and thieves and robbers in heaven. It's going to be a blood-washed church that believes His His word. Say amen. It doesn't matter what you believe. The people that's going with Him in the rapture are people that believe this book and walk in the light of this holy commandment. Say amen. Let men criticize. Let men refuse to honor God with their substance. Let them scoff at righteousness. Let them hate truth. Let them hate truth. But yet God Almighty's got a day when He'll bring reckoning into judgment. I hurry tonight. Demon spirits will torment me, and I can't think of anything worse than the biting power of demon spirits. The Bible said that we, such as Nephilim, and Revelation says one of the world's population will be slain. I can't fathom tonight. I don't understand. I can't comprehend. What does tell people that's causing them to be unfaithful to God in this last day? Words are coming back. Every signpost that we've preached for years of the coming of the Lord is before us right tonight. Every sign that I preach is right here tonight. And yet people are dilatory about church. Today is empty on Wednesday night. And if they didn't have a reason in a ball game, for them, they wouldn't have a crowd at all. Am I preaching right? Wake up, we better have some more prayer meetings. Brother, we filled prayer meeting with prayerless meetings. We've taught subjects and held seminars and taught courses, but we need to get back one more time on our knees. Amen. We've been taught. We've heard enough preaching. We've perfected the saints till we've nearly wore them to nub. We need to get back and pray through. Old-fashioned praying through. I'm going to hurry. War. Worship will be on the increase. Men will worship. And demon worship. Satan himself will dominate world affairs, and the devil will become visible on planet Earth in the tribulation. Your Bible said that incurable disease. Your Bible said that God will turn. I can't comprehend today. Pray that you may be accounted. Hey, when I walked over and I was praying about this tonight and walked over to that fountain and turned that spigot on, and it ran water. I was able to drink it. I said, thank you, Lord. I want to be in the rapture. Water shall be turned into blood. I've never been able to fathom what kind of a world it's going to be. I'm not in a mystical world. I'm in a reality. This book said fountains shall flow blood. And the angel of the water cried, they're worthy. They shed the blood of prophets and of saints. The sun will scorch men with heat. Texas had, 50-some days, 100 degrees this year. We flew out of Dallas, Texas a few mornings ago and looked down. It looks like it's dead winter, for it's usually green. We were in Kansas City a few weeks ago. We flew out of Kansas City and fire would burn right through Kansas City. There's such a dearth on the land. Drought is so desperate. And the area in Wichita Falls, it's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. Over 100-some degrees after a week, but that's not a drop in the bucket to be when the sun is in with the heat. Men black and gnaw their tongues for the pain. Dark will cover the earth. When electric lights won't burn, and these electric lights, you can flip the switch and it won't happen. When refrigeration is no more. When there's an hour coming whenever electricity won't work. There's a mystery about electricity. There's a mystery about electricity. We still don't know what makes it work. We know what caused it, but we don't know the power that's behind it that makes it work. Two poles can rub. And here we are with a little armature and can rub in opposite directions and produce electrical current. But there's an hour coming. The Bible said darkness will cover the earth till men will gnaw their tongues by reason of the darkness. To be a place to live after the rapture takes place. 7 years, then shall be tribulation such as never was since there's been man upon earth. I'm going to close. Your Bible talks of an hour when there'll be when the whole planet will tremble. An earthquake, they'll shake the entire earth, and every bit of this earth will tremble. A few days ago, our guest speaker had a little can of dust, that burnt powder that came out of that volcano, St. Helens, in Washington. Rock that was pulverized by the heat that belched out of that mountain when it came out with the intensity of several million tons of hydrogen warfare. And I thought, oh God, that's nothing. Your Bible said every island and every mountain is going to move. This whole earth is groaning and travailing. Hell will deliver up its dead. It's time to get ready. Our Lord's are coming back to earth again.
I'm taking a little time, but I don't think our children, I don't think sons and daughters will question about whether it's right to go to a picture show if you're looking for the Lord to come. You won't have to worry about a dance hall if they're worried about looking for the Lord to come. Dad and mom won't question whether they're going to be in church and pay their tithes and love God and get their wrongs right if you're looking for the Lord to come. It'll settle a lot of divorce court situations, and a lot of dads will quit running around, and a lot of husbands will quit being homebreakers, and moms will clean up and dress right and look like saints, and it'll cause you to walk in holiness if we're looking for the Lord to come. It'll change things, folks, if you're looking for the Lord to come. Inordinate affection won't be on the job. And we're going to change things. It's high time. Saints of God, they're seeing that God's not going to overlook when he comes. I wish we could preach it loud and clear, but there's a lot of people in church today that think God's turned his head, but he hasn't turned his head. He that looketh on a woman to lust after her has already committed adultery in his heart. It's about time we straighten out some things on the job. It's about time we had things turn around. Let's bring back an old-fashioned revival to the church. Our Lord's are coming back to earth again. And the only people that's going to know the rapture, the only people that'll be are the holy, the pure, the undefiled, the redeemed, the blood-washed, the sanctified, the chosen, the called, the faithful, the overcomer, the pure in heart. Are you ready? For in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Holy Bakoshantamabai. Bow your heads with me in prayer. Holy God of heaven. Prisipona sinamamahai.